Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that love is not just a feeling, but a choice by faith. Let's start the week right at that point today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
The decision to love must be made on the inner man. And when you consider the Lord Jesus Christ, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will stay true to you. The problem will be you're staying true to him. But it's in the inner man you make a life decision that you'll find your joy in a person. Agapeo describes God's love for us. But it should also be the love that we have towards him. By that, we should seek to find our fullness of joy in him. We know he is holy and he is righteous. So instead of trying to seek to justify our flesh, we should seek to be holy and righteous as he. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways and holy in all of his works. Psalms 145:17 says. So if we're going to be like him, if we're going to be one with him, we need to try to be like him. And our joy and our fulfillment is when we are most like him. So love, just like salvation, is not a feeling. It's a choice. It's a choice by faith. A faith that we can trust the promises of God. Now, this kind of love is the essence of what we saw back in verse 10. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation, that is the entire payment for our sin. So it's not that we loved him first. No, he loved us. He already loved us. He loved you before you were even born and even knew all about you. Herein is love, that we love God. But he that loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. What a special verse that is. There was nothing lovely to an all-holy God about our wretched, miserable soul. We were wretched people. And our just deserts are seen in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. And the word sin there is not big sin. It's not plural. It's just the wages of sin is death, because we have an all-holy God. And then when we think of Romans 3:23, it says, for all, not most, not a lot, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, the glory of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. Even in his high priestly prayer, he spoke of the glory that he had with the Father in heaven and the glory that he would be going back to. Jesus is the glory of the Father. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. So we are measured by Jesus Christ. So if we're trying to make it on our own, we have to be just as good as Christ. And there is not one of you that are, and that especially includes me. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, not what we've earned, the gift. What we've earned is to go to hell, but the gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Greek tense of that verse has the idea we continually come short of the glory of God. The propitiation, the entire payment for all time. Why? Because his love directed his will to die for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, his love was such that he gave himself for us. And he died on a cruel cross, despising the shame, but he did it for the joy that was set before him. Now, love this way is great, but too often we fail, especially we men, as Christian husbands. Wives, there's also the idea of your love, submitting yourself to your own husband. Even if he is the husband that we see in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wife, while they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and the wearing of gold, or of the putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. Now, folks, that says a lot, does it not? It certainly does to me. And when I think that this was God's commandment, but it was his commandment that was based on his love. And don't miss that. The commandment of the Lord was based on his love for us. And so when he says there that a woman is to love her husband, she does that as unto the Lord. She does that realizing Jesus Christ paid my entire payment for my sin. Why would he do that? Why would he do that for me? Because he loves you. So that's the kind of love that a man is to have for his wife, but she's also to love her husband. So let's learn to think on that. Think strongly on that. So this then is a purposeful direction of our will towards God, because he had a purposeful direction of his will toward us. And it will be fulfilled when we get to heaven. As a matter of fact, there's rejoicing in heaven when a soul repents. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. His love is being fulfilled because he's bringing them home to see him. That beloved spouse who was in Christ and is now with Christ, it is a great joy. And what a joy the future would hold for you. What a great future hope, a sure hope. The gift of God's eternal life and a reuniting once again. You remember Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23? Where he says, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Now, sometimes it's hard to think of it that way, but that's the way it is. To die is gain. But especially gain when we seek in our lives to make the fulfillment of our joy in him. And it's a decision, it's a conscious decision, which our spirit wants to agapeo God. And just like we husbands should be that way towards our wives and our wives towards their husbands. Especially is true when we live for Christ and love Him, then it's for me to live now as Christ, but to die is gain then. Verse 22 of that Philippians chapter 1 says, but if we live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not, for I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Now notice, it doesn't say that it is better to be with Christ. It says it's far better to be with Christ. Far better. My friend, being with Christ is far better. Not just better. When we, in like manner, direct our love toward Him, we enter the joy and fellowship of what we read back in chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship, that is a partnership, is what the word fellowship means, with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father. Just think, a partner with the Father. And with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. That's why the word agapeo is used here. He finds his joy in us. His will directs him to find his joy in us. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. You can't please the Lord and be fleshly. You cannot please the Lord and be worldly. You cannot please the Lord and live in sin. Okay? There's no darkness in him. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The love we share with him is fulfilling, joyful, pure, and holy. But it can't be fulfilling if you don't set your heart to seek those things. The question each Christian should honestly ask of him or herself is, do I have that intimate knowledge of my Lord and partnership with him that I really know his person as I would know the person of my child or spouse? And do I derive fullness of joy in that relationship? Although it makes the world hate me and religious people want to persecute me as Jesus said they would in John 15 verses 18 through 21.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.